This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. The Baby Mouse series of graphic novels is a hit with kids in grades 3 through 5. Baby Mouse is a girl who loves to read and who loves cupcakes. She has ups and downs at home and at school. She's very cute, and she's very unhappy with her whiskers. Baby Mouse is the creation of writer Jennifer Holm and her brother Matthew Holm, a writer and graphic designer. Jennifer is also the author of a number of other books. Her novel for young readers, Our Only May Amelia, was honored with the Newbery Award, and that was her very first book. Jennifer Holm is visiting Champaign-Urbana today. This evening at 7 o'clock, she'll be the guest at a special program for children, parents, and caregivers at the Champaign Public Library. The program is free. Registration is not necessary. And ahead of that event, I'm very pleased to have Jennifer Holm as my guest here on the Afternoon Magazine. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yay, Baby Mouse.
Ah! Bring on the cupcakes.
What inspired you and your brother to create her?
Well, I am one of 5 kids, and I have 4 brothers. So, yeah. So when I was growing up in my house, when you have that many boys, there were a lot of stinky soccer socks and a lot of comic books. So I grew up reading comic books. And when I was growing up, you know, there was Batman and Superman and Spider-Man and all these male comic book heroes. And there were not that very many female comic book characters. There was Wonder Woman.
Right.
But I had a hard time identifying with her. I don't know if it was the bustier or maybe those red boots of hers.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't quite fit in with who I was. And so I used to complain a lot. And my youngest brother, Matt, was always a budding cartoonist. And so we were living in New York at one time together, and that's when we started working on Baby Mouse.
And whose idea was it to give her the whiskers she has?
I think it might have been my idea. Yeah. I'll take credit for it.
I think that's one of the things that makes her so appealing.
Yeah, she has bad whisker days. Like, we have bad hair days.
Yeah, typical.
Exactly, typical. Nice.
Now, I'm guessing you love cupcakes. What about your brother, and what's your favorite kind?
Yeah, we both have a little bit of a cupcake habit. I like the white sugar icing, and I think he's a buttercream boy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with either one of those.
I know, and I did a school visit earlier today, and I had a lot of cupcakes there.
Did you?
Yeah.
They brought them for you.
They did.
Very sweet. So has Baby Mouse changed over time? How many books are there now?
I think there are 10 or 11 books now. It's kind of bad. She's remained the same, but I think what's changed in the time it was first published in 2005, and now it was one of the first graphic novels for younger readers on the scene, and now there's a lot more being published, which we're thrilled to see because we're real supporters of comics in the classroom, comics in the library, just to keep the kids reading. We're huge comic readers ourselves still, so it's thrilling to see all these comics everywhere.
So in addition to comic books, what do you like to read? What are your favorite books?
My favorite books.
Just a couple.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm on the spot. No, I actually am I'm in a big comic book wave right now. I'm reading my favorite comic book series right now is for adults. It's called The Goon, and it's sort of a Depression era superhero, kind of this funny goonish fellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear they're making a movie, so I'm very excited. But I just reread The Watchmen. And they just had the movie out.
Right.
And that was fun because I'd read it when I was younger. So it had changed a little in my memory.
When did you begin writing?
I started writing Our Only May Amelia when I was in my early 20s. And it took about 3 years to write. And then I had about a year of many rejections from many agents. And finally got an agent, and after I found her, things moved pretty quickly. She sold the book. But then it was still another 3 years till publication. So it was kind of like a 10-year journey to my first book. Yeah. Nothing happens fast in children's publishing.
Yeah. What led you to children's literature? Why did you choose to write for children?
Well, with Our Only May Amelia, actually, I just wrote that as a book. I didn't think it was for a younger audience necessarily. It's from the point of view of a 12-year-old girl, and but that was just how we ended up publishing it. But with Baby Mouse, we really wanted, you know, comics originally were for younger children, and then they kind of fell out of favor. And in the 80s and 90s, comics sort of became more for adults, like The Watchmen. Batman became very dark and brooding and violent. And so the younger kids, they kind of fell away from the younger kids. So I really wanted to get back to the original audience with Baby Mouse.
Yeah. Do you have children?
I do. I have a 5-year-old, Will, which I was happy to walk into your station. He would be so thrilled. He's like, that's me.
We'll have to get you something in the way of a mug or something to go home with.
And I have an almost 2-year-old daughter, Millie.
Okay. What books do they like to read?
Will finally is reading Baby Mouse. My son is finally reading it. But he's a big cat lover. So anything with cats, he'll check out at the library.
Well, you know, Baby Mouse has a cat antagonist. As you well know, Felicia, the meanest girl in the world. And then you've written a book that has a cat as a hero, James Edward Bristlefur.
Exactly.
So tell us a little bit about those two characters, and then you must have cats.
We are kind of a cat family.
Uh-huh.
And, so my son much prefers the Stink Files, which is the character who is international cat of mystery, to Baby Mouse. And he actually asked me recently, Mommy, can you do a nice cat book with Baby Mouse? I said, no, it doesn't kind of work that way. But, the Stink Files came before Baby Mouse, and we have a funny old cat who's part Siamese, and she, if you talk to her, you know, say, get down, and she go, meow. She's always, like, back-talking, this cat.
Uh-huh.
So it kind of, you know, led my husband and I to think she's leading a secret life in our house. Uh-huh. She knows what's going on.
Well, I want to go back to our only May Amelia. I understand from reading just the book jacket that it was inspired by the diary of a Finnish American grand aunt.
Yeah, so my father's family are Finnish American, and they settled in this little town in western Washington called Nacelle, and it was a town that was settled by a lot of Scandinavian immigrants. And when my grandmother died, they were cleaning out her attic, and they found this old diary, and it was a diary kept by my great aunt when she was a girl, when she was about 12, and at the turn of the century. So I read this little diary, and it was amazing to read the diary because, you know, she was just worried about all the same things that kids today are, like, you know, teasing her brother or maybe friends were visiting.
Mm-hmm.
So it really sparked the idea for May Amelia.
Okay. So it's kind of a historical novel.
It's historical fiction, yeah. It's fiction, but it was definitely inspired by a lot of the stories from my family history are in it.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about the process that you go through in writing, whether it's a graphic novel or a novel.
Well, I found with the novels are kind of torturous, actually, because I mostly write historical fiction. And I'll sort of start with an idea and, do a rough draft of the story. And then I really get into the research. And, you know, research you can just get mired in it. And I find I get mired in it. And I spend, you know, too much time on it. And so I think with most writing gets easier as you get move along and get mm-hmm. published. It's actually gotten harder for me on the novels. I don't know why. It's just I'm more obsessed with the details now. But with Baby Mouse, it's really fun and a lot more easier because I have a co-author and my brother illustrates it. So it's fun to have a partner in crime working on something. And he is my partner in crime. So.
Yeah. There, we got to wrap up. We're out of time. I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with me.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll get something for Will.
Awesome. He will be so pleased.
Okay. All right. My guest in this portion of the program has been writer Jennifer Holmes. She's visiting Champaign-Urbana this evening at 7 o'clock. She'll be the guest at a special free program for children, parents, and caregivers at the Champaign Public Library. That's tonight at 7. Registration is not necessary. And we're going to go out here with a little bit of music in honor of Baby Mouse.
Every day she gets up late. Her whiskers are never straight.
Hey!
Then she runs to catch the bus. It's exercise.
That's a plus.
This is Baby Mouse.
Another boring day at school, where nothing's ever cool. No action and no thrills, just fractions and lunchroom spills.
Yuck!
This is Baby Mouse.
When she's late
late for class. It's not because she's too slow. It's because her locker turned into a squid.
Stupid locker!
And that one time when she fell into a black hole.
That really happened! It did!
She's not part of the in crowd.
Tell me about it.
Where messy whiskers aren't allowed. Hey, there's Felicia Furry Paws. Watch out!
Because cats have claws!
Just because she reads books, Felicia gives her dirty looks. When her life is difficult, Baby Mouse says,
typical! Where's the glamour, the excitement, the adventure? Why is school such a boring place?